Hello, GWA. I am doing Yummy Mixer questionnaire number 2 because I did number 1. What is the weirdest thing that has ever made you horny? I don't know. A guy I'm into texted me that he had a dream where I came into his room and I demanded that he lick my feet, and it turned him on, and I guess just him being turned on by that turned me on. I'm not really into having my feet licked. Do you watch gay porn? Have you ever? Guy on guy gay porn, yes, because it's awesome, and I mean, the guys are obviously always attractive. Lesbian porn is no, because real lesbians don't have sex like that. And it's all made for men, and to me, it's not attractive. Most of these girls probably aren't lesbian or bi, they're just being paid to have sex with each other, and it doesn't look like they're enjoying it, and they don't really cut their nails, and I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You only have really long nails if you don't ever masturbate or you have a boyfriend or girlfriend to do it for you. I don't know. How big is too big and how small is too small? I'm guessing this means penises or boobs. I just did the boob and penis preference test. How big is too big? For breasts? It's too big when you could hit me in the face with them and injure me. Or you're constantly having to lean back so that you don't fall over because your boobs are so big. Yeah, I mean, there's a point. And how small is too small? I don't think for boobs I'd ever be oh, her boobs are too small. No. Small boobs are nice. And even if they're completely flat, it doesn't matter. And for guys, how big is too big? If I can't wrap my hand around it completely, or it's just taller than my head, it's too big. I mean, for sex anyways. I mean, if I was just gonna give the guy a hand job or blow job, I guess it's fine, but I'm not into getting my cervix bruised or just being in pain in that way, because I am into pain in other ways. How small is too small? It's not my preference for small penises. Especially really, really small penises, you can't even feel it when it goes in, but if I, was in a relationship with someone and I really liked them, and they had a small penis, I wouldn't mind. They can get me off in other ways, so it's whatever. What is the best way to bind someone? Handcuffs, ropes, etc. It depends how restricted you want them to be. and what you want to do with them. I mean, handcuffs are like, alright, I guess. Just to put them behind someone's back. Handcuff them to the bed. Handcuff their, you know, flamingo them. I don't know. Rope is nice. Rope is nice for, like, intricate bondage and, like, a lot of restraint, or, you know what I mean? Yeah, just depends. Do you prefer hand jobs or blow jobs? Blow jobs, definitely. Hand jobs to me are just like, I don't know, eventually at some point I'm gonna put it in my mouth, because I'm really into that. Which hand to use when masturbating? My left. I feel weird with my right, but I do it sometimes. It's more convenient. What are three of your worst and best personality traits? Okay, three of my worst. I'm kind of an asshole. But more in my mind. I won't say rude things to people. I'll just, like, say rude things in my mind and, like, to my mom. About other people. I'm not rude to my mom. I'm, like, lazy. Like, really, really lazy. And I'm kind of messy. Until I decide, like, to organize my closet and my room and everything all in one night. Because I do that sometimes. My best personality traits. I'm really open-minded. And I try not to judge people based on a lot of things. Like, I would never judge someone based on their religion, their race, their sex, their, you know. It's about how they treat me, but also how they treat other people. Like, if someone's nice to me and they're really mean to other people, I'm not going to think they're a nice person. And my voice is getting really, really raspy. Oh, I have two other personality traits to list. I think I'm funny. I can make someone laugh. I think I can make pretty much, well, like, a lot of people laugh. Also, I'm a listener. I like to listen to people, not just on GWA. I will listen to your problems, and I'm not gonna judge you and, like, or, like, laugh at you. Like, you can be really real with me. So, yeah. And next one. What are some sexual things you would never do? I'm never gonna let anyone shit on me, because I'm not into that. I would let someone pee on me, but only if it was, like, in the shower or something, because I'm not about cleaning that up. And what else? Sexual things I'd never do. I don't think I'd, like, this is hard and it's bad because I can't really think of things that I would do. Okay, I wouldn't be, like, gangbanged ever, because I'm not into that. I wouldn't, like, let someone put out a cigarette on me. Well, maybe I would. I don't even know. See, like, I'm willing to try a lot of things. But, yeah, just Also electric toys, like the shocky ones, those are scary. Like, oh, I don't know about that. And do you think that one orgasm is enough or multiple orgasms needed? I think one orgasm can be enough if it's good, but usually I have more than one, like, every day. Where in your house do you want to / like to have sex? I don't know. Anywhere is fine. I mean, I don't have a specific preference. I mean, I guess except for like bed. Anywhere is really fine. What do you prefer, sweet or salty foods? I like sweet. Definitely sweet. I like salty foods too, just like, if I had a choice to eat like a salty pretzel or a cupcake, I'd go for the cupcake. Have you ever tasted yourself? Would you? How was it? I have. It was fine. Tasted like lady stuff. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like, oh, gross. But it wasn't like delicious. It was fine. Where is one place you would never have sex? In my mama's bed. That shit's weird, like, for me. Because my mom sleeps there. I wouldn't have sex, like, really on the bed of any of my family members. Maybe my sisters or something, I don't know. I would not have sex. I don't know, like, in a really, really public place, like, I wouldn't have sex in a movie theater. Because, no, I'm really scared of being, like, caught and just embarrassing. Maybe it was a movie theater where no one knew me. Sorry, I'm, like, rambling. Is there anything you have hidden in your room that you wouldn't want anyone to find? I mean, I'm not a person to really, like, keep a lot of secrets, except from, like, my mom. I've hidden, like, weed. I wouldn't want my mom to find that. It's not a lot I have to hide. What are two things you like or dislike about oral sex? I really, really like giving oral sex because of the way, like, people react. It's like, oh god, yeah, it's sexy. And, well, with a guy, it's like, I can make a guy come by giving him head, and just, I love cum, so that's great. What I don't like about oral sex, I don't like pubes in my mouth. And, like, I'm not super picky about hair, but if it's, like, too crazy down there, it's not enjoyable. No fun. Well, yeah, it's still fun. It's just, like, little, like, when you run into a hair, it's like, no. something else I don't like. I don't mind, like, the hair pulling or, like, touching my head, because it's just like, oh, you want more. But if you were to, like, grab my head and force me to, never mind. It really depends on the context. I just like oral sex in general. It's all good. And how would you feel about taking someone's virginity? I don't mind. I mean, I'm still a virgin myself, but I don't think it's that big of a deal, because if I took a guy's virginity, it's like, oh, cool, I guess. I don't know. Guys don't really have... It's just like, high five, you lost your virginity. And taking a girl's virginity, I mean, I'd be alright too. High five to her too. So that's it. It's like 6 in the morning right now. Still up. Still haven't slept, because I'm ridiculous. I hope you enjoyed.